Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the consequences of neglect and laziness, using a neglected field covered in thistles and nettles as a lesson for poverty and trouble. Today's Bible verses are from Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 to 34. I passed by the field of a sluggard, by the vineyard of one with no sense. It was all overgrown with thistles. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall broken down. As I gazed at it, I reflected, I saw and learned a lesson. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest, then poverty will come upon you like a robber and want like a brigand.
Consequences. The text from Proverbs paints a vivid picture of a field that was once full of potential and beauty, but because of the sluggard's laziness and lack of sense, the field is now overgrown with thistles and covered in nettles. The stone wall that once protected and defined the field is now in a state of disrepair, broken down, and forgotten. As we gaze upon this neglected and abandoned field, we are reminded of an important lesson. It serves as a warning, a cautionary tale about the dangers of idleness and neglect. The sluggard, with his casual attitude towards work and responsibility, perceives a little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the arms as harmless indulgences. But the truth is, it's not the act of sleeping or resting that leads to trouble. It's the intentional neglect of duty. Let's be honest, we've all had those moments where we would rather stay in bed a little longer, hit the snooze button, and avoid the tasks that await us. It's tempting to put off our responsibilities for a moment of comfort and relaxation. But deep down, we know that this kind of behavior only leads to unfavorable outcomes. The consequences of laziness and neglect are not insignificant. They come upon us like a robber, like a brigand, stealthily stealing away our opportunities and leaving us with poverty and want. By neglecting our duties and responsibilities, we set ourselves on a path that leads away from success and fulfillment. Just like that neglected field, our lives require constant care and attention. We must tend to our responsibilities and cultivate our skills and talents. It's through hard work and diligence that we create a foundation for prosperity and growth. By actively engaging with our tasks and duties, we ensure that they don't become overwhelming and unmanageable. So the next time we find ourselves tempted to take that extra nap or put off our responsibilities for another day, let's remember the lesson from the field of the sluggard. Let's remind ourselves of the fate that awaits those who choose idleness over diligence. Instead of succumbing to the allure of rest and relaxation, let's rise to the challenge, face our obligations head-on, and create a future filled with abundance and success. In conclusion, the text from Proverbs serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of laziness and neglect. It paints a stark picture of a neglected field, overgrown with thistles and covered in nettles, its once protective stone wall broken down. But beyond its literal meaning, it serves as a metaphor for the choices we make in our lives. It urges us to be diligent and attentive to our responsibilities, knowing that the path to success and abundance lies in our willingness to work hard and tend to our duties. So let's learn from the field of the sluggard and choose to be proactive, engaged, and committed to creating a life of fulfillment and prosperity.
Let's close with a prayer. Lord, as we reflect on the consequences of laziness and neglect portrayed in the text from Proverbs, we come before you with humility and a desire to learn. We acknowledge our tendency to procrastinate and avoid our responsibilities, seeking comfort over diligence. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have allowed laziness to overshadow our sense of duty. Help us to recognize the importance of tending to our responsibilities and cultivating the gifts you have given us. Give us the strength and discipline to rise above the allure of idleness and pursue excellence in all that we do. May we be like the wise steward who faithfully tends to the field entrusted to him, ensuring its growth and prosperity. Guide us in making wise choices that lead to success and fulfillment, rather than falling prey to the pitfalls of laziness and neglect. Grant us the wisdom to prioritize our tasks and the perseverance to see them through to completion. May we be good stewards of the time, talents, and resources you have given us, using them to glorify your name and further your kingdom. In your mercy, Lord, protect us from the consequences of our own negligence. Help us to learn from the lessons of the sluggard and to walk in the path of diligence and responsibility. May our lives be a testimony to your grace and faithfulness, reflecting your goodness to the world around us. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As we part ways, let us carry with us the lessons we've learned and the insights we've gained. May we share them generously with others, spreading the light of your truth wherever we go. May the blessings of peace, love, and joy accompany us on our journey. Goodbye, friends.